This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In federal court here in Washington, a longtime confidant of U.S. President Donald Trump, Roger Stone, has been found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress, tied to his pursuit of Russian-hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Stone is the sixth Trump aide or advisor to be convicted of charges resulting from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Sentencing is set for early February. Stone faces a possible 20 years in prison. It is day two of the public impeachment hearings into President Trump and his conduct in office, with a focus on Ukraine. A report on what's gone on so far from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Democrats' day-long TV spectacles.
The ranking Republican, Devin Nunes, opened with a complaint that the hearings were taking place at all. But the House Intelligence Committee called Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch to describe her sudden recall from Ukraine and what preceded it.
Individuals who apparently felt stymied by our efforts to promote stated U.S. policy against corruption, that is, to do our mission, were able to successfully conduct a campaign of disinformation against a sitting ambassador using unofficial back channels.
That back channel involved the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Yovanovitch says it's created a crisis at the State Department.
This is not a time to undercut our diplomats.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The death toll for wildfires raging across eastern Australia has risen to four, and authorities say they expect worsening weather conditions in the days ahead. A warning has been issued today for a blaze at Gosper's Mountain, where large plumes of smoke hover over the region. A photo taken from the International Space Station shows smoke stretching from the eastern edge of Australia to the Pacific Ocean. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA.